I tell you, something talks to me when I get out of whack with my eating. A little voice spoke to me several years ago. I had a pain in my left side. That little voice, I knew it. I was out fishing. Said, if you quit drinking coffee, you wouldn't have that pain anymore. Well, I went back to drinking coffee anyway, and then I liked to diet. Thought I was. I wasn't about to die. It just felt that way. Just felt that way. Of course, you don't know that till it's over. You don't know whether you're dying or not till it's over. See, I felt like I was dying, but I tell you one thing, I don't want any more coffee. Now, you reckon I'm going to start a doctrine on you ought not drink coffee? Help yourself. Drink it till God tells you not to drink it. That's what I did. Of course, you might be dead before you listen to it. My faith tells me, faith is a virtue. Faith is pure. Faith is holy. Faith in Jesus Christ is clean. Faith in that word adds to your virtue some knowledge. And a knowledge temperance, that's self-control, where you can obey God, where you can eat like you ought to, and sleep like you ought to, and behave yourself with your old emotions like you ought to. God can't heal somebody all shook up all the time. Your old glands is secreting junk in your body till that God couldn't make you well if he had to. Faith will calm you down. Calm you down. Calm you down. The majesty of calmness is a crowning of individuality that God deals with. God don't deal with groups when he heals. He deals with you or me. God deals with one. Faith comes to one. But we can use that faith to bless somebody. We can live that faith that will inspire somebody to also rise up to that position before God that's determined and fixed and positive that you're not going to break under the stress and strain that the devil brings upon you, whether it's a health problem, a financial problem, or a spiritual problem, or a family, or a social problem, or a business problem. I'm not going to break under the strain, because faith in Jesus, real faith, will not break. You can't break real faith. There's no way to. You got exceeding great faith? Devil just got a problem on his hand, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you want to be a problem for him instead of being an old stumbling block? I like to be a problem for the devil. I know he's going to hurt you a little bit worse, but you're a problem for him. It gives me great delight to know that I've given him some trouble. It delights him to give you or me trouble. But when he knows he's going to get some trouble in retaliation, I believe after a while he's going to stop and look at us, and he's going to have to get a bigger set of horns. Praise God. I think the Lord lets him come with the horns to fit the faith that he knows that his saint has. Praise God. I'll tell you one thing. If I ever see him, I believe I'm going to have some place on his body that I inflicted a blow that hurt him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Faith. Faith destroys fear. Faith destroys unbelief and doubts. And faith takes a positive, determined, and fixed position before God. I will overcome. Because Jesus said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. He ain't going to leave me in this mess. He might leave me here a while. He might let me holler and squall a little bit. But when that faith asserts itself, you'll calm right down. And no matter what you're looking at, maybe your best hopes have been destroyed. Maybe the thing that you cherish most has been burned. All you got's an ash pile like Job had. But you'll wrap around yourself in faith, your royal robes of calmness, and go quietly on your way and whisper back to God, so be it. I'll build again. Or say, God, I couldn't have done anything any better if I had to do it over again. I did my best. Faith will make you do your best at all times. Let me leave that with you. Faith will make you do your best, even in trifles. It's ever calm and ever operates in a panic. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. I appreciate the word. I appreciate the ears that have heard it today and the ears that will hear it on tape, cassette, or radio, Lord. And I pray that you'll challenge your people to take a definite, determined, and fixed position before you believing you, trusting you, and sticking her tongue out or shaking her fist at the devil. I defy fate to its worst while I do my best, day by day, moment by moment. And if my best seems to be overruled, Lord, or overthrown, I'll still trust you, and I'll still be calm in what my reacts will be toward the next step I take in planning for my future, because my trust will still be in you. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus. Tomorrow may never be mine. Help me to live the best I can today by the light I have, step by step, moment by moment, using all the faith I have in ever seeking, as Paul said, to grow exceedingly in my faith and abound in my love. Through your great help, I will. So be it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.